This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The French government is declaring a public health state of emergency, giving officials greater powers to impose new measures to contain the spread of COVID-19. The measures will take effect on Saturday. Meanwhile, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of total lockdowns. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Czech Republic has overtaken as Europe's biggest hotspot during the resurgence of COVID-19. Britain, France, Belgium, Russia, and many other countries are following the same unnerving trend. In some areas, bars, such as Liverpool in the north of England, are considered breeding grounds of spikes, while across the border or city limits, schools are deemed viral cauldrons. The Czech Republic, for example, has opted to close schools to lower an accumulated rate of 521 virus cases per 100,000 inhabitants over 14 days, the highest national level in Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia says it is approved a second COVID-19 vaccine as the country the increase in coronavirus cases and switched to online classes for secondary school in the capital. The new vaccine completed early stage trials last month. Unlike Western countries, Russia has given official approval to its COVID-19 vaccines without waiting for the results of large-scale trials. The World Health Organization is warning the coronavirus pandemic threatens to reverse progress towards eliminating tuberculosis, until now the top infectious disease killer around the world. The countries hit hard by tuberculosis, such as India and South Africa, have seen resources diverted to fighting the coronavirus. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between leaders to end fierce clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region in Azerbaijan. The Kremlin says it made the comment during a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is in the third of her four-day Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing. Barrett, a conservative federal appellate judge, is Mr. Trump's third selection for a lifetime job on the U.S. Supreme Court. Both U.S. presidential candidates will face the American people tomorrow evening, but not in the familiar debate format. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump and Joe Biden will appear in dueling primetime talent. The president on NBC, Biden on ABC. They were supposed to hold their second debate tomorrow, which the debate commission scrapped after the president's coronavirus infection and his subsequent refusal to take part in a virtual meeting with Biden. NBC said tomorrow's town hall in Miami, after the president took an independent virus test yesterday, and Dr. Anthony Fauci was among those reviewing the results. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is encouraging Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel in what would be a huge boost for the Jewish state amid normalization by two other Gulf Arab kingdoms, Bahrain, which tightly coordinates its foreign policy with Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates on September 15th signed the so-called Abraham Accords with Israel at the White House. Tater confirms a trio of space travelers docked with the International Space Station Wednesday, using a fast-track maneuver to reach the orbiting outpost in just 3 hours.
Soyuz MS-17 safely arrived at the International Space Station, made contact with the space station at docking port on the Rosvet module at 3:48 a.m. Central, while the two vehicles were flying 261 miles above the Mediterranean Sea.
They will join the station's NASA commander and Russian cosmonauts who have been aboard the complex since April. AP's Nicole Winfield reports a Vatican trial has begun over sex abuse in the Pope's youth seminary.
Canon law. The trial has opened in the Vatican's criminal tribunal against two priests accused of sexually abusing an altar boy in the Vatican's youth seminary, and the others accused of covering it up. It is believed to be the first time that such a trial is taking place inside the Vatican's criminal tribunal. Usually such cases are handled according to the church's canon law.
This is VOA News.